Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tiny Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Gemara Rosh Hashanah 24, looking at the Mishnah on 24a. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel had the form of various moon shapes on a tablet and on the wall of his upper chamber, with which he would show the simple folk various shapes and say to them, did you see the moon like this? Did you see the moon like that? The notes point out, in order to determine whether their statements regarding the appearance of the new moon are in agreement, as Rashi points out, these simple folk were the witnesses who could not understand the questions mentioned in the previous Mishnah, or could not verbally describe the appearance of the new moon without these visual aids and see the Tiferes Yisrael, as the notes point out. So Rabbi Gamliel had these things written down on a tablet. He would show the people the shapes and ask them if it would look like this, would look like that. Understanding that not everybody is always so learned. Understanding that not everybody always knows everything. Sometimes people need visual aids. Sometimes people need verbal aids. Sometimes people just need cues or help or the like. In general, in life, it's good to think like Rabbi Gamliel, Lahavdil. It's good to think like he did, having those aids, having those visual pictures, having those verbal cues, those different things. Really good in order to relate to people around you, to understand people around you. And the Gemara later on explains, Rabbi Gamliel maybe did this because he had to understand how things looked because those around him didn't know, and he had to be knowledge of different things so that people could know. And in order to teach, in order to understand their laws, understand things, you have to be able to sometimes study things and look at things in order to show others. Even though really you're not supposed to draw the likeness of images of celestial beings like the moon and the sun exactly, and you're not supposed to draw different things. When it comes to being involved with the community, being involved with people, it's important to have knowledge of these things and to know these things. That's why the great sages, many great commentators and great sages were able to combat false beliefs in different religions and false ideologies, and would be able to point out witchcraft and sorcery because they themselves would study in order to fight it down. Rabbi Shimshon Fall Hirsch was very strong against reform and conservative as an Orthodox person to understand what the true beliefs and what the true values are, because he knew how to fight the secularism in his day. He studied the craft and was able to point out the real things. And all the verses that different cultures try to point out to try to go against us, many great sages, many great commenters know how to rightly interpret things and rightly read things in order to shoot down those around them. You know, there's Jews for Judaism to combat Jews for Yeshu. In order to specifically do that, they take proof verses, which are not proofs at all, taking things way out of context, like an Alma, which they interpret to mean one thing. Really, it just means a young girl. But you have to understand how to see things and understand things. So Rabbi Gamliel here had pictures for people around him. So not only is it important to study things, understand things, to help those that might not know things, but in general, it's always good to have aids and visual and verbal things, especially as an OT by trade. This is spot on for what we do for kids. A lot of times they need visual help, and they need verbal help, and they need sometimes tactile help. It's always good to have these things, and it's shown here in the Gemara from many, many eons ago, how Rabbi Gamliel himself would have the pictures to help aid those witnesses, to show them pictures of what things might have looked like. So make sure to have aids and the like for people, especially kids and those around you in your life, to help them throughout their days. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 25 here on the TTD.